Worthy is the Lamb, for you are holy. I'm a little messed up this morning, so you're going to have to look away. So last week, Rick's here. Oh yeah, and so is his king, and so is his healer. So last week Kim talked about Rosh Hashanah, which is the Hebrew New Year, and it begins the 10 days of repentance, or the 10 days of awe, which end Tuesday when we all leave town. The next song we're going to sing is about how our hallelujah here on earth is the favorite thing the Lord likes to hear. Hallelujah. Hallel, a song of praise to Yah, Jehovah. Hallelujah, a song to Him. So, the days of repentance end on Tuesday. The secular term is Yom Kippur. God's name is the Day of Atonement. Atonement is a funny little play on words that, if you break it up, is at one meant. It's the day that all the things, nothing, you are at one, you are no longer separated. God takes what has separated us from Him and removes it so that we can be at one. Sorry. So, on this week of repentance, the Hebrew people are to fast from a bunch of things. Leather shoes, I missed. But on that day, the high priest shows up at the temple. This is Tuesday, the Day of Atonement. And the priestly robes are all fancy. They've got the stones on them, the ephod, the brilliant, beautiful things. And he takes all those off. And he puts on a plain white garment. And he shows up with four critters. A bull, a ram, and two goats. I gotta make sure I get it right. The bull, so we'll start with the ram first. The ram first is just a burnt offering to the Lord, a point of worship. It starts with worship. God, you are worthy. Here is an offering to you. Then his next is the bull, which is his own sin offering for him and the priests. And then God said, take two goats from among the people. They are a sin offering. Not one, both of them together make up the sin offering. Well, there are all sorts of sin offerings all through the Hebrew tradition that they do all year long. There's one for a person, there's one for the priest, there's ones for your household, there's ones for the congregation. But this is something different. And all of them have one critter. All different kinds of critters. But for this holy day, the highest holy day on their calendar, which is the proper way to start the new year, by getting rid of the sin that is attached to you and becoming at one with your Creator. That's the starting point. The priest then takes these two goats, puts one on this side, one on this side, and Bubba, the little priest helper, comes up with a big urn, a big jug, and inside it are two little pieces of wood, and on them are written, on one of them, for the Lord, and on the other one is written, Azazel, which means for the escape, or the goat that escapes. And the high priest reaches his hands in, and he grabs one in one hand and one in the other. And whichever one is in the hand that says for the Lord, if it's the right hand, then that right goat has a bad day. Well, they both kind of have a bad day. If the other one is, then that one is picked for Azazel, for the escape. That's hence the name scapegoat. And he takes that first, whoever the goat is for the Lord, and he sacrifices it before the Lord. He catches the blood. He sprinkles it in front of the veil. He steps inside. He sprinkles it on the altar. He pours it on the altar. And he atones for the sin of the people. Yep. Remember, Hebrews 9 says, without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness or remission of sins. What is remission? It's not the thing we talk about cancer-wise. It's more like your checkbook. Remit to, right? It has two meanings. Either I give you credit for something I have, or I don't hold you accountable for something you owe me.
Right.
It cancels the debt. It is now remitted. It has been removed from your ledger and is no longer there. He then comes back out, takes this second goat, and he presents it to the Lord. And something happens in that moment that is unseen, that we don't often in the Western world grasp. God takes all the sin that through that whole year is sprinkled all over on his altar. Because remember, every time a sin offering comes, you lay your hand on the critter, you confess your sins, the priest kills it, takes the blood, and throws it on the altar. That blood, that clean animal, became unclean because of your sin and was sprinkled on the altar. So the altar's covered with unclean blood all year until this day when the priest walks in and stands a spotless goat in front of that altar before the Lord, and God assigns that year's worth of sin to that goat, and it becomes guilty. And they take a crimson thread, I don't know how long enough, they wrap it around his head, they cut off the extra, they tie it on the door of the temple, and a dude, named a dude, because they don't say who he is, he's not a priest, he's just a worthy man, takes that goat and starts trucking it out of town. And that goat is carrying away, never to be seen again, the sins of the nation. And they are gone. Hence the name Azazel, the goat that escapes. And it does not come back. Well, it's not supposed to. At first they would leave it out to town and let it go. Then the goat would wander back after a couple days. So they would wander it out to the cliff and help it over the cliff. And the moment the goat left the cliff and succumbed to gravity, God accepted that sacrifice, and that piece of red crimson thread wrapped around the door of the temple turned white. God no longer has a count of those sins. They are gone. He trucked them out to the end of town, dumped them off the cliff, and they are gone. Well, in your hands is a picture of the same thing. The Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, who is holy. Do you understand that? The Lamb that is holy became sin for me. And God took him outside the camp and left him to die on the hill for me. Not only was this sacrifice thing going on in the temple, God was executing through his high priest the same sacrifice once and for all. Hebrews says, Christ did not enter a sanctuary made with human hands that is only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself now to appear for us in God's presence. Why? He stood before the Lord and all the sin of all the world was placed upon him. Mine. Nor did he enter into heaven to offer himself over and over, the way the high priest enters the holy place every year with blood that is not his own. Otherwise, Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But he has appeared once for all at the culmination of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. Just as people are destined to die once and after that the judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who wait for him. We miss that, don't we, in our world? This is a Hebrew holiday that's going by 10,000, 15,000 miles around on the other side of the world. We don't even understand. But yet, it's what we're holding in our hand. Jesus was the sin offering. He was the Passover lamb. He was the burnt offering, the bread offering, the wave of the sheave offering. All of those things are pointing to the one sacrifice that God would provide for me. What an amazing thing that all that man does is a picture of what God's perfect demonstration of his love is to us. Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving your only Son, for taking my sin and placing it on him, and taking him all the way to the death of the cross, so that I can stand before you forgiven because of his blood and holy because those sins have been removed as far as the east is from the west, and I've been filled and washed by your Holy Spirit. What an amazing demonstration of love beyond measure. And we lift to you this morning our hallelujah, our praise be to Jehovah, the one who loves more than we can understand, who gives more than we can comprehend, and who has prepared more than I can see or mind can even imagine. We love you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
abides in the song we sing. We are an altar of broken stones, but you delight in the offering. You have the heavens to call your home, but you abide in the song we sing. Let's sing that again. We are an altar of broken stones, but you delight.
Okay, Rachel, did you want to talk about this stuff? And then afterwards, Scott, did you want to do the announcements, or should Lisa do it?
I was totally wondering if Scott was doing the announcements this morning, for real. So it's time to go to the Philippines, and the cool thing about the Kingdom of God is that even though there's a team of us going, you all can go with us. We have a number of things out here. We have the basketballs and the postcards. So if you have a prophetic word, a quote, a scripture, something that you would like to send to the Philippines, please take some time today before the end of service and write that down. That would be awesome, because then we can take what's inside of you, and God is faithful and true to deliver that. So even if you're not going with us, you can go. So here you are. Maybe not when Zach's talking, but other than that.
Here, ooh, there we go. I don't care if you come down here while I'm talking. You ain't going to bother me. I might make fun of you or say something about you, but...
what you're wearing.
Yeah, whatever. No, really, my thought is in this, at the end of service, I do want to have the team that is going. I want to give us an opportunity as a body to come, you know, around them, pray for them, send them out. But really, at any point, if the Lord puts it on your heart to come and write something down, I am totally good with you getting up in the middle of me speak. I'm not afraid of you. And you might be afraid of me, and that's okay. But you really are not going to mess with me. But there will be a time at the end that it would be a little more... We're going to bring the kids, and the teenagers are going to come back in at the end. So we've got it covered. And I should have communicated that with you. I apologize for that. So anyway, that's what we're doing.
So if you write something while Zach's talking, he's going to read over your shoulder.
Yeah.
But
do it.
I might even call.
That sounds pretty good.
So this week, starting tomorrow night, we have adult volleyball starting back up again. I'm not smuggling a volleyball, just to let you know. Anyways, Wednesday is the food pantry. Denise can always use an extra set of hands, and if you guys can be praying for that too, that the right people would come through our doors and just be blessed. And then this weekend, okay, so brace yourselves. Friday night, youth. and then Saturday morning, 10 a.m., anybody who's available, come to the church and help us decorate the gym for that share-a-dish that is the next day. So the share-a-dish after church next Sunday is Alaskan themed. So whatever you were blessed with for the harvest this year, you know, throw it together and make a beautiful dish out of it. Bring it in, share it with all those. If you didn't, you know, go to the grocery store and harvest some of that, as Marita would say. And then after the share-a-dish is the meeting for the Christmas of Hope, if you guys can make that. Also, if... You know, all of these are not just really cool events happening, but they're also opportunities to serve here in the church, as well as to form some awesome, deeper relationship with those of us, you know, within the church. I mean, I can't count the number of people that David and I have just formed deeper relationships by playing volleyball with them, or, you know, getting together. It gives you an opportunity to deepen the relationships.
And so,
laugh, which is always a good thing. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, so AKYC is coming up really quick. Just want to let you know, October 11th is the last day for early registration. So registration for the conference is $75 for the conference itself. That's not including what we're going to be doing for hotel and food and snacks and all the stuff for the pouring into the youth. So after that, it goes up to $95. So if you have youth that are going to the conference, I need you to get with me. I'm going to be in here after the service, after the Philippine team thing goes on. So if you have any questions, please talk to me. If money's tight, don't worry about it. Talk to me. We got people that are wanting to sponsor kids. And for those people that haven't sponsored a kid yet and want to, talk to me too. Really quick, I just want to share, when I was a young warthog, teenager, I went, this wasn't to a youth conference, but I went to I like this kind of music. It's called ska. Some of you may know it. It's like punk with a horn section. It's fun, all right? You can't listen to ska and be like, man, that's kind of depressing. It's fun music. So me and a friend, we killed two vehicles trying to go to this show, right? We finally get there, walk in the doors, and there's people my age just having a good time dancing, but it was the songs that they were singing were worship songs, but it was fun. It was these were people my age, and it changed the way I looked at worship. It changed the way I celebrated or understood being in the presence. And so going to these kind of conferences and everything, if you haven't had the opportunity because you got saved when you were a little bit older, you know, and you didn't get to experience this stuff as a teenager, let me tell you, send your teens to this kind of stuff because it opens their eyes and gives them the opportunity to see, look, it's okay for me to worship in my way, the way God has created me to be. And transformation happens when that happens. So I just wanted to encourage you. $120 right now is the current cost. October 11th is Friday. So get with me as soon as possible. Try and make it as cheap as possible. Otherwise, it goes up a little bit. But it's not going to kill us, right? So thank you, church. I love you guys. And thank you for sowing into our youth. I'm done.
All good. Okay, so the kids and the youth are going to go now. Give between 1 and 5 handshakes, a couple high fives. Then we're going to get some meat.
Handshakes? Have fun. I'm done. Sweet.